Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1849. The topic is nutrition, and the title is Why You Look Worse While Dieting. One of my clients is an online trainer. She's getting ready for a photo shoot in early December for photos that she's going to use on her website to promote kind of New Year's sales and New Year's resolution type events for her business. So we're dieting over the holidays. Fun for her. In one of our recent talks, she wrote the following. Why do I always look worse while I'm dieting? Like, before I diet, I'm fat. I know that, haha. But I look good in workouts. I look good from time to time. But when I'm dieting, when I'm supposed to be less fat, I look more fat. I look worse. Why? And she said all that with a bit of humor. But we were talking about just the process and how every time she diets, she always feels horrendous and feels like she looks worse than when she did before she dieted. So she's like, why can't I just be happy fat? And so we were just laughing. But it's a true statement that when you diet, we do look worse. And there's a physical reason, and I do also want to talk about the psychological reasons. I just wanted to kind of go through the three things that her and I discussed. Searching into this more in depth, I'm sure you could find some more elements. But I want to point out three things that everyone would experience, and that'll help if you are getting into a diet, or you're thinking about doing a diet, or you've done diets in the past and you quit. But when you feel that moment of, oh my gosh, I actually look worse, I want to help you understand why and give you motivation to keep going. So the first reason I've listed was actually a physical reason, is glycogen depletion. So glycogen is carbohydrates. When you eat carbohydrates, your body stores carbohydrates, sodium, and water in muscle cells. It does this for energy. It provides energy. It's like gas tanks in the muscles. So when your body needs fuel, it has the fuel available. It just keeps the fuel localized into the individual muscle cells, so that way you can have that when you're ready. Now, the body can obviously produce more fuel, but why not have a little bit on hand right where you need it? That's kind of the idea of glycogen. So glycogen, when our body is storing the carbs, sodium, and water, just like, you know, if I tried to store water in a bag, as I fill up the bag, it expands. That's a weird analogy because no one stores water in a bag. But you can think if you were trying to inflate, let's say like blow up a balloon. So if you're blowing up a balloon with air or water, if you want to do a water balloon, it would expand the balloon. That would have been a much better analogy to start with. But if you fill up a balloon with water or air, it expands. The same thing happens with our muscles. When we have full glycogen levels, the muscles are blown up. They're full, they're big, they're pushing against the skin. This gives the appearance of greater muscle size and muscle definition. And this is even more apparent the leaner you are. So sometimes when somebody's lean already, say they want to go from 14% body fat down to 10 or 12 down to 8, they're going to have an even greater visual impact than somebody who's gone from, say, 30% body fat to 25% body fat. They're probably not even going to notice as much. So this is actually more of a mental problem and why you would see the physical effect of it the leaner a person is. So this can actually be part of the reason why people struggle to lose the last bit of weight, because they often, when they get down to these last little bits of weight, every time they diet, they feel like they look worse. They wonder if they're doing it right, and then they quit, and then they always make modifications, and they never actually follow through with the diet because they don't understand that looking worse temporarily is actually just part of the process. So that is the visual effect, is glycogen depletion. Now, why does that happen is because if we're in a caloric deficit, we're never usually eating enough carbohydrates, sodium, and hopefully you're still drinking a lot of water, but you're probably not eating enough carbohydrates and sodium to create the full storage, like maximize the capacity of the glycogen. And you actually wouldn't want to If your body always has glycogen available, it's not going to be burning body fat. So it's necessary to keep glycogen levels depleted, not 0%, but keep them submaximal. So that way you're burning more body fat. You want to give your body a little bit of energy before, say, a workout or a little bit during the day. But it actually is beneficial to keep glycogen stores low to help promote more body fat burning. So I'm skipping a lot of the deeper details. But it's necessary. It's a necessary process. You actually want your glycogen stores to be depleted so that way you can promote more body fat being burned. So it's unavoidable. It's actually a necessary part of the process. Now, if you want to look good for certain moments, you can kind of carb load 24 to 48 hours before a certain event. If you're going on vacation or going to the beach or, family reunion or whatever the heck, you're seeing somebody you want to impress, whatever it might be. So you can carb load for moments, but you're not going to get any fat loss during that carb loading because you're going to be into a surplus. But the idea is there is a literal physical effect of dieting that causes you to have less muscle size and definition. Absolutely 100% true physical impact. And it's more significant the leaner you are. The other two reasons why you look worse while dieting are more so our mind, our perception of things. So number one reason is we have a heightened focus on the fact that we're not lean. Before we decide to diet, we're kind of thinking of everything. Maybe every once in a while when we try to put on his clothes, we're like, oh my God, I've got a muffin top, too fat. And then you go on about your day and you just realize, I'm a happy fat person. So what am I going to do? I'm just enjoying it. Then whenever you go to diet, you're like, okay, I really want this gone. You look in the morning, you look midday, you look in the evening, is it gone, is it gone, is it gone? You look every single day, is it gone yet, is it gone yet, is it gone yet, When we're dieting, we're looking at how not lean we are with more focus and more attention. It is literally what we're looking at and what we're focused on all day, every day while we diet so we can be done dieting. Since we have heightened focus, it is on our mind all the time. We are more aware of what we don't like. So we're more aware and we're focusing on it more often that we are not lean. So when you start to diet, you go, oh man, I look bad. You probably look somewhat to a large percentage the exact same way you've always looked, but now you're staring at yourself with critical eyes all day, every day. This raises our awareness that it is important to also look at positive things. So that way, not only is it just make you happier, but it actually helps adherence to the diet. Because if all you're looking at and all you're noticing are horrible negative things all day, who in the world wants to stay in that environment forever, right? So we have to look at some positive things. Look at your adherence to your nutrition, your adherence to your training. I have clients that whenever they've struggled in dieting process, I've actually asked them, and a couple of them are probably going to recognize I'm talking about them because they're freaking kick-ass awesome people and I want them to know they do kick-ass awesome things. But I'll ask them out of the blue, I'll be like, when's the last time you missed a training session? And in their mind, they're probably like, what in the world is he talking about? I was just talking about nutrition, or I was just talking about, feeling depressed. Why is he asking me about training? And then they think through and they're like, holy freaking crap, I haven't missed a training session, a scheduled training session, probably in a year. Maybe in the last year they only missed 3 or 4 or 5. I have clients who've gone 5 years and maybe missed an average of 1 scheduled training session per year. It is insane how consistent and adherent some people can be to certain elements. If I have somebody who struggles with training adherence, I'll ask them about their nutrition. I'm like, yeah, I know you missed, a couple training sessions, but how you been doing on your food? Have you been hitting your protein goals every day? And they, again, are probably like, why the hell are you asking me about that? And then they look at it and they go, holy freaking crap, I've hit my protein every single day. So they start to recognize the things they're doing well. And that is very important. We also want to look at workout progressions, the quality of life in other areas. Are you improving financially? Are you improving at your job? Are you improving relationally? Where else in life are you doing really well at? It's important that if we're hypercritical of a negative component in our life, that we try to balance that by looking at the positive components. And the third reason why we often look worse while we're dieting is heightened fatigue. So the first reason we said was glycogen depletion. So there's a literal physical reason why you don't look as full and as lean. Then we have heightened focus was a reason, and now heightened fatigue. When we're dieting, we're tired. We are tired. We're in an energy deficit. We are more fatigued than usual. And when we are fatigued, we tend to be negative. That is just a human emotion. That's the way we're wired, is when I'm tired, I tend to be negative about everything. I think everybody's that way. Or at least you're quiet. If you're tired, you're quiet. You're just not going to be as positive. So maybe you're not a negative person, but you're just not as positive. It's important then that we remember that it's an investment. A diet is a temporary investment so you can look better for longer. Like, you're investing some a little bit of misery right now so that way you can be super happy and excited and have great long-term results. So it's important to recognize I don't feel positive right now, but this is not my forever. This is just my for now in order to reach my goal. That makes it even more important then to look at the positive things. So if we know we're fatigued, we're going to be more negative. So it's important that we counter that with positive things. So those are the three reasons I mentioned to the client on why they look worse while dieting. We do physically have smaller muscles and less muscle definition. Literally just factual truth. Glycogen depletion. And then we have emotional and mindset impact. It is heightened focus of what we haven't achieved yet and heightened fatigue, which causes a negative mindset. So be aware of these things and just recognize that the glycogen depletion is part of the process. You actually want that to happen so that you burn more fat. So that's a good thing. And then for the heightened focus and heightened fatigue, make sure you just remember the positive things you're doing well. Remember what you're doing good at. Track your workout progressions. Make sure you're making a little bit of progress here and there in reps and weights and feeling like things are going well in the gym. Focus on things outside of the gym. You know, make a little extra focus on finances or relationships or work or career development. Just do something else that gives you a positive sense of growth in your life to counter some of the negative that you're fighting off mentally and emotionally from the dieting. Okay. I thought that was fun to share. I hope it helps other people who are maybe feeling the same thing. If you're looking for any help for training, nutrition, business, anything at all, just reach out. We're offering free 15-minute virtual consultations. I always laugh because I always say we because I'm just used to not saying I because it sounds self-promoting. But I am offering free 15-minute consultations. So if you want any help, you can sign up on our website. It's free. To submit a questionnaire. I'll then take the information from the questionnaire, meet with you for 15 minutes, talk about your goals, your struggles, and then what you could do to maybe overcome those. That's a chance for you to kind of interview me to see if you'd want to work with me. And it's also a chance for me to interview you to see if I want to work with you. So it's a great opportunity for both of us to have a win-win. You know, we both get something from that time. So if you're interested in that, you can sign up for that on our website or you can just email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Awesome. Well, if you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.